Welcome to the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Jay Randolph Jr., and me. I'm Andy Hanselman. Live from Hot Shots in St. Charles, it's TMA Live, presented by Bud Select, celebrating the triumphant return of Foot Fetish Friday. Broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug, it's 7:05 in St. Louis, and you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Doug, tonight we are at Hot Shots in St. Charles.
Yo.
Jack!
I see that. When I walked in, I thought, this could possibly be a police sting operation. They're trying to catch as many sex offenders in one place as they can just to save on gas mileage.
That's not a bad idea.
Arrest them in different locations.
Not only is the great Doug Vaughn alongside, but ladies and gentlemen, it's Jennings Randolph Jr. They love Jennings Randolph Jr.
Hello. I'm big in St. Charles.
You're big in St. Charles.
I'm big everywhere.
And tonight is a very, very special broadcast because, as Andy Hanselman said, it is the return of Foot Fetish Friday.
It is, and I'm excited about it. As I gaze throughout the audience,
yep,
I've seen two or three that I'd love to have
okay
up here.
I like
now,
that, Doug.
Slow down a little bit.
I'm just saying.
Now, do we know if these women who are here are looking to participate? Jason Aldean tickets are on the line. I mean, this is a legitimate prize.
Big prize. Also, we have two prizes tonight. We have a first and second foot, if you will.
Yeah.
We have the Butt Bash to Cardinal Gate.
Right.
So we've got that. Iggy will be making the rounds in a little bit. Everybody get a little pop or two in them. And I know we have at least two for sure.
The Sea Monster texted me and said Biff.
Yes.
Is here where there he is.
There, right.
And he brought a friend. Are you the friend?
Yes.
Wow. Are you?
How are you, friend?
I see you have hardware on your left hand. Are you?
It's my assistant.
Okay, perfect.
Good.
You never know the situation.
Right.
I feel like Swope's inevitably going to wind up doing a 30 for 30 on Biff, and it might wind up being played in a deposition.
Yep.
But at this point, we just act like we don't know what's going on.
Biff may be the most interesting man in St. Louis.
Doug, do you think Biff is the most interesting man in St. Louis?
He's certainly leading an interesting life.
Yeah, he is. He's a life we'd all love to have.
Everywhere you'd want to be. He's in Vegas. He's at hockey playoff games.
Yep.
He's at baseball games. I don't know how you do it, Biff, but you're living right.
He's screaming at you, and he brought you tuna tonight,
Doug. A
couple
of cans of tuna fish, yeah.
Always at these TMA Lives, we have listener interaction that the Plow Iggy Monster put together for you. Tonight, not only do we have a return of Foot Fetish Friday, but we also have the great Larry Nickel in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, where is Larry Nickel?
He's having a smoke.
I can't.
He's outside.
Where is he? I can't see. What?
Look who's here also.
Oh, he just walked in.
There's Nixie.
There he is.
But there's Milk.
Mike Ladies Lee. And gentlemen, Mike Lee,
Mike Lee
is in his Cardinal red. Duggar's at Cincinnati red.
Hello, Mike. That's Cardinal red there. Hello, Mike.
I mean, you have Mike and Larry in the same building.
Big Al is on his way.
Big Al is on his way. What's he finishing up his 36th hole at Normandy?
He and Cletus are at the Rock.
Is that right?
Yep.
I know Cletus is.
Yep.
So you have that going on. You have WWE trivia. Doug, these are themes as read by Larry Nickel. Three listeners will attempt to identify entrance songs based on Larry's reading of the lyrics. The winner gets two ringside seats at WWE's Money in the Bank on June 18th.
Who's going to know that? How would you
Well,
know
I think a lot of people have studied professional wrestling entrance song lyrics.
Sure.
They were written, I think Paul Simon has written
I don't think so.
So Larry will read the lyrics. I see he's enjoying a number of beverages.
Yes.
And so he will be in prime condition for this contest.
Oh, sure.
We also have the DB's Sports Bar exit poll, and it's hosted by Brother Hebert. There's Brother Hebert.
Brother Hebert.
A fan page sponsor. Doug, he sponsors the fan page.
Oh, yes, he does. I'm not on that, of course.
Nope.
You have your own questions prepared, Brother Hebert? Wow.
He does.
His table was reserved for it.
Yeah. It's bottle service.
That's strong.
And then also TMA Trivia Have they been on? Three listener contestants determine if the celebrities listed have appeared on the presentation or not. And the prize is a pair of June 13th Bud Bash Cardinal tickets. And then finally, for listener reaction contest, name that tune, classic TV show themes. Three listener contestants. The prize is also a pair of Bud Bash Cardinal tickets. We also have the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week and the Hot Shots email of the day. It is the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. They're the number one train deal in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. So, Doug, that's what we have. What do you think of this captain's log?
Okay. It sounds like a fun night.
Yeah. It sounds like a huge night.
Yeah. And you said we have the foot fetish winner wins the Jason Aldean
ticket. Number one.
First place. There's a gold medal and a silver medal.
Second foot wins what?
Second foot wins tickets to the Bud Bash.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's a nice gift.
And you are the judge and jury. Unilateral power.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Of the women here in attendance, and God, Doug, what would you say? There's at least, what, six?
A couple three.
How many of you are planning on participating in Foot Fetish Friday? Now, there's a guy pointing to a woman in the blue there, and then he turned away immediately.
Looks like
you are right there.
He's a big Jason Aldean fan.
You are right there. Jay, that might be in your wheelhouse.
Hey, all comers.
Yeah. Now, ma'am in the blue, the gentleman behind you pointed at you. Are you here for this or not? You thought Bernie was doing his show.
Right.
Tim, can I interject for a second?
Who is that? Ladies, oh, it's the Sea Monster, a rare audio appearance from the Sea Monster.
A quick correction that may entice more participation.
Oh, my God, Doug.
The first and second prize are actually the same.
Oh.
So each winner gets a pair of Jason Aldean and a pair of Cardinal tickets.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
They get both.
Wow.
Now, there's somebody in the audience that I think should participate.
Now, who is this?
When I walked in, somebody kind of caught my eye.
Who is this?
Right there.
Now we're pointing. There are a number of women, and I can't tell. You're pointing at Larry. Larry, are you participating?
The girl behind Larry.
That's Mike Lee.
No, the girl to the right of Mike Lee.
Oh,
there
I see. Okay. Are you participating, ma'am? Wow, that Doug, I got to tell you, that seems like she's considering it. That's my read.
Another beer or two.
She's considering it.
A couple more. In fact, give me a beer.
Iggy's going to go over there and help the cause, sure. I guess, is what's going to happen there.
You have to get her liquored up.
Yeah, I guess whatever.
She caught my eye.
She got boobs galore.
Yep, right, there you go. You have that.
Come on.
Biff's friend, you are participating. There you go. So are you a Jason Aldean fan? Yes, so that's why she is here. Who else is participating in this? I set the over-under at 3.5. Sad panda, Doug. That's the sad panda.
That's an ugly girl right there. Boy.
You say he looks like Bruce Sutter, Engine 42.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah. Who else? So we have Biff's friend. The lady, you're in, ma'am.
She's in.
The lady considering it sitting right next to Mike Lee and Larry. Those are the green seats of this occasion.
I thought she was too much.
Now, Iggy and Lynn, Jared is pointing at women.
No. I saw her early, too, but I thought she was too...
Now, who are we pointing at now?
Blondo.
Blondo.
I thought she was...
So endearing.
I thought she was a compliment.
Are you participating? What does that mean?
I didn't hear her.
Well, she just held up her foot.
I thought that was a good sign.
Probably a yes.
Yeah, that's usually
a yes.
Okay, so she's in.
Well, maybe.
No, she's not it.
No.
I don't know what's going on anymore, but I know this. We at least have two participants, and it seems like as the evening goes on,
early.
And Larry's going over to work the room. Yeah. He's like the House Majority Whip. He just goes and works. Look at him going over there. What is he doing?
What a moment for her.
Yeah.
Larry Underwood now.
Oh my God.
Claire
what is he
says
doing?
You should do
I wish we had a mic. Plowhawk, do you have a wire layer? We'll go over there and take a listen.
Now,
this is kind of be behind the scenes. And we'll figure out what Larry's saying here. Look at him lean in like a true coxman.
He's a smooth dog, that guy.
Go ahead, Larry.
Would you like to take part in Fetish Friday?
Perfect.
I would need to get a pedicure first.
Jay, does that matter to you? I doubt it does, based on the Seika segment.
I'd be embarrassed.
She can do whatever she wants.
Is that right?
I'm kind of head over early.
Now, she just blew a kiss to you. I saw the whole thing. Larry, do you have anything else? It seems like you're making headway.
Well, if she wants to get... Well, it's up to her if she wants to do it or not, but...
Right.
Well, he's going to be good tonight.
Yeah. Is there a question in there? I feel like it's like listening to Calvin May kind of set Matheny.
Larry, let her have a couple more drinks.
What's he going on? Now the Plowboys
Swope
involved.
Is over,
Buck Swope's
Swope
over
is all
there.
Over it all.
Yep.
That's her college graduate right there, Tim.
Yep.
She's a college graduate?
No, Larry.
Oh. Now that, Doug, so that cleared it up.
Yep. She's a maybe.
I don't know that it did or not. So awfully good prizes. If you put two tickets to the concert and the game, you're talking about well over $500.
Yeah.
No question.
Jennings, this is big for you because we might wind up with three, and then you're going to be in the awkward spot of somebody's on the outside looking in. It's one thing if there's eight and six don't win. This could be a spot where only one doesn't win. Are you comfortable with that?
No, not really.
Right.
But I'm going to play through.
Yeah, okay. I respect that.
That's what I'm going to do.
Well, Doug, we'll see how this evolves over the course of the evening. Now, Larry is hosting a trivia segment, but he's working, again, the House Majority Whip.
Yes.
He's now trying to work the girl in the blue.
Right, who didn't
and
even know.
He's pointing at her. Who, where's the Plowhawk? Plow the mic.
She thought she was here for a live taping of the morning meeting.
Is that Charlie Brennan show?
I believe.
Is it? All right, Plowhawk's going out there to put the mic in, and we'll hear how this is going. Go ahead, Larry.
You should take part in the benefits.
Slow down a little, Larry. You didn't necessarily hear that.
You're with a guy who graduated from Moose Park State Park at the program.
What do you start speaking? You think he started speaking Arabic? That's Sunni. That's a Sunni dialect?
That's Shiite.
Well, yes or no?
That a girl.
She's thinking about it. Right. Jennings, this is starting to get serious now.
Well, the show research has shown that we're big in St. Charles.
We are.
Yeah, so I knew it was going to be a special night. And Big Al and Cletus haven't even arrived.
Yeah, that's going to be huge when they get here. But
hey, Tim, I hate to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead, Plowhawk.
This is a first for we got Mr. Nipples over here.
Oh, wow, Doug, Mr. Nipples. Oh, you've always been a fan of his work.
Yeah, that is a major pervert right there. You steer clear of that guy.
Mr. Nipples, it's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to meet
you. Doug says you're a major pervert.
Yeah, I can see that in the suspension logule. Your name is all over the suspension logule.
That's your opinion. I don't know.
He's a special kind of vile, that guy.
Is he on your Mount Rushmore right now?
Oh, wow, and he's sitting right next to a wrinkled ball sack named Scott, Tim.
Doug, that's Scott's wrinkled ball sack.
I don't know that it
is. And Scott, if I'm not mistaken, you were texting and you were bringing your wife. That's your wife! Scott's wrinkled ball sack did well for himself, Doug.
It's kind of an upset. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, our listeners, they make a lot of cash, and they score beautiful women.
Yep.
She might have met him at Wrinkled Ballsack Night. Didn't we do that a year or so ago?
We did. It was a wonderful occasion.
I think so.
Larry's just kind of wandering around. Larry, are you ready for your WWE trivia read? I don't know what that meant. Did anybody?
I think he said, what is it, Tim? And look,
you don't know what the segment is?
No, when?
Oh, when? Now, baby, now.
Here we go.
Here he comes. Does Larry have theme music of any kind? I feel like he should have theme music.
Doug, shave it up and shave it up real nice. Like Father's Day is just around the corner. Dads are super hard to shop for. The challenge is to get him a great-looking gift that is useful and doesn't break the bank. Thankfully, this year, there's Harry's Shave Sets. A great shave at a fair price. That's what Harry's is. I have Harry's razors. I can recommend them to you. Used to have the old razors, and now my shave is smooth with Harry's. It's a great shave at a fair price, close, comfortable shave. Five German-crafted blades, flex hinge, and lubricating strip. Quality guaranteed. Full refund if you're not happy. $2 a blade or less. That's half the price of the leading brand. Harry's Shave Sets start at just $15. Get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and three of Harry's five-blade engineered razors. Harry's Shave Set, a personal and practical Father's Day gift. Go to harrys.com right now and redeem a special offer for fans of the show. Harry's will give you $5 off your purchase with promo code INSIDESTL. Don't wait. That's harrys.com. Enter code INSIDESTL. Check out to get $5 off.
Don't feel the need to kiss Tim's ass every day? Rather not spend hours of your free time dropping gems on the fan page? Gamefully employed? Maybe even agree with Doug that Dotem should stay locked up? We're reaching out to the silent majority of TMA fans and inviting you to the Post Sports Bar and Grill. We have countless TVs, your favorite signature foods like our cheesesteaks, baked wings, and pizzas. We're also home of the persecuted NBA fan during the playoff run through June. So come get posted at your neighborhood fan cave, the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friends.
JMH Law Firm, a great sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, you think it's a good sponsor because it makes sense for the audience.
I do. A lot of our audience members have, at the very least, charges pending. They haven't all been convicted, but there are charges. Some of them are being held overnight, and some are out on their own recognizance with the ankle bracelets.
Well, if they need representation, then they need JMH Law Firm and attorney Joe Harbath providing passionate and aggressive criminal representation at reasonable rates. Got a DUI after TMA Live? We got one tonight. And by that, I mean TMA Live, not the DUI.
No.
You better go to needalawyerstl.com. Got caught selling weed. The Plowboy. You better go to needalawyerstl.com. 314-827-6222. 314-827-6222 for JMH Law and attorney Joe Harbath with offices in St. Charles and Webster Groves. He's a fan page member, and to me, that screams credibility.
Big time.
Joe Harbath, attorney at law with offices in St. Charles and Webster Groves. NeedALawyerSTL.com, 314-827-6222. NeedALawyerSTL.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
He does. All right, go. Doug, take a listen.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Rick Derringer.
Larry, here are your scripts. Tim is a primer.
Yep.
If the contestant gets the wrestler based just on Larry's reading of the lyrics, they get 2 points.
Oh, wow.
If they can't get it on that, we do have audio samples where they can still get 1 point.
And these, Doug, there's a lot of symbolism in these lyrics in these WWE entry songs.
All right.
Larry, you look like it's like 7 in the morning and you're getting out of a strip bar.
I have not been to a strip bar since a certain birthday.
I don't know what that means, but it looks like you've been having a taste. Have you been having a taste?
Yeah, I had 3 beers so far tonight.
Nice. Very nice. So you have all the lyrics there. What we need are 3 contestants to come on up. And, Doug, we're giving away 2 ringside seats at WWE's Money in the Bank on June 18th. Who would like to participate with these kind of prizes online? Sir, you're in. Sir, you're in. And sir, you're in. There it is. There it is. Plowhawk, you will play the role of our microphone. Now it seems like 7 people are coming up. Knows what the hell's going on.
Some of them might be their managers.
Oh, is that right? Like a valet? Like Virgil.
Right.
Virgil for Ted DiBiase.
Virgil.
Right. Larry, what's Virgil up to?
He's probably enjoying his retirement from the WWE.
He's enjoying it?
Yes, he is.
Most wrestlers kind of enjoy it by passing away, it seems.
Yeah, about 42, 43 years old.
All depends on who it is.
That's right. It's a great point. All right, so we have 3. Plowhawker, you have the microphone there. Okay. Your name, sir, is?
Brian.
Doug,
Brian.
That's Brian.
All right, Brian.
And your name, sir, is?
Hog.
Doug, that's Hog.
Yeah.
Hog.
I could have guessed. Yeah.
And your name, sir?
I'm Ben.
Doug, that's?
Oh, hello, Benzie.
Brian, Hog, and Ben.
Benzie.
So here's how it's going to work, boys. A huge prize at stake as 2 ringside seats to Money in the Bank are on the line. Larry is going to read the lyrics, and Brian, you will get to go first. If you can get it from that,
okay. You
get 2 points. But then if you don't get it, the great Andy Hanselman will play it, and then if you get it from that, you get 1 point. Of course, if you don't get it, you get 0 point. Are we clear?
Yes.
Crystal. Larry, are you ready to go?
I'm always ready, Tim.
All right, brother. Why don't you just bring the heat with Brian, Hog, and Ben?
Okay, the first one is, on this day, I see clearly, everything has come to life, better place and a broken dream, and we leave it all behind.
Wow, Doug. Wrestling.
What in the hell is that?
It's kind of emotional.
I have no idea.
What is that? You're supposed to know whose song that was?
This guy knows it. Hog's got it.
I'll play it. Edge.
Larry.
That is correct.
Whoa! Oh, Doug, this Hog is going to be a force. This Hog's going to be a force.
2 points for Hoggy. 2.
Wonderful. Yeah, this is Edge. He's been on the show.
Sure it is. Absolutely.
Can I say something, Tim?
So that was 2 points.
Of course, Larry, would you like to make a special announcement?
I should say that the person who got the last one right should start off the next
prison rules.
Right.
Prison rules? You've been in prison?
No. I'm not saying.
Paul, did you do time?
Make it take
no, I'm not saying.
Make it take it.
No, I'm just saying. If whoever gets it right first should start off the next.
Whatever you want to do, Larry.
What were you in for, pig boy?
Hog, what'd you do time for?
No, I didn't. No.
Be nice.
You didn't do time. Okay. All right.
So, Larry, you're saying Hog should be the leadoff man for number two.
Right.
Okay.
All right. You do what you want.
What do we got?
A scenic route to get there, but we're fine.
Okay. Question number two.
Spend my day working hard on the go, but the hands on the clock keep spinning so slow, because I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
Isn't this Otis Redding? Wasn't that Otis Redding?
It could be. Maybe. I don't know.
Pass.
Oh, a pass.
Hog.
Ben gets the mic.
I don't know this one either.
Brian, do you know? Hog, you're gonna get to hear. Now you're gonna get to hear it from Andy Hansman.
The Bushwhacker.
Larry says that is not correct. No. Brian, do you recognize it? Ben, I'm sorry, Ben. Brian. No. Larry, do you know who this is?
That'll be Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett.
Of course, I knew that one.
Doug. So, Larry, who gets the mic to start off now? Ben.
All right, Ben.
If time to rock and roll, this time I'm in control. Right now, I own the streets. I got the keys to the city. That's because I get down.
You sure do.
Ben, the action is on you. The action is on you.
Anything, Ben.
Ben, I got to put you on the clock. All right, Brian, do you know?
I'm a pass, too.
Hog. All right, now we get to hear it from the great Andy Hansel.
I don't care what y'all say.
Wow. Doesn't seem like it's resonating with anybody yet, Doug.
No, not yet.
Anybody want to venture a guess? Anybody? Nurse? Nancy?
This game is really working well.
Hog.
R-Truth?
Larry?
No.
That is not correct.
Wow. A Hog.
Thanks for trying.
Another one. Who was it, Larry?
It was Kurt Hall of Fame diva Trish Stratus.
Oh, is that right? It's kind of a nice fun fact.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
They're discussing it now.
Sure.
Kind of replaying the hand. No, I thought you were on a flush draw. All right, go ahead. What do we have, Larry?
We only have one person.
Okay, here's the fourth one. This is going to be really hard. I got long sideburns. My hair looks bad. I'm going to do your town in my pink Cadillac.
That's the Honky Tonk Man.
That's right, Brian. You get
nicely
2 points.
Nicely done, Brian.
Oh, the Honky Tonk Man. Intercontinental champion, and he fell victim to the Ultimate Warrior in like 7 seconds. Is that right, 7 seconds? Was it really?
How did I know that?
What the writer said.
Yes, sir.
Larry, as a game show host, it's always nice to announce the name of the person as opposed to point at them.
Hog.
That's Hog.
Okay, Hog starts this one
right,
off.
There we go. All right.
Do what I say, better watch what I do. Better heed the warning I'm here to give you. If you don't ever doubt me, you don't have a clue. I'm here to show you the world. I'm here to show you the world.
Translator.
Translator.
Oh, I see what he did there. He wanted a little help.
Right. Yeah. Hog, nothing doing. Ben, nothing doing. Brian, nothing doing. All right, let's take a listen. Andy.
I know it.
Hog.
Dolph Ziggler.
Bingo.
Wow, Doug.
This
like
Hog.
One point. Right. 1 point.
Hog's in the lead, right?
Yep. Hog is in the lead.
3-2, Hogsy.
Larry, who's up now?
I would have heard that. It would have cleared. That would have been a lot better. Yeah. Come on now.
Just calm down there, Hog. You're going to win a free ticket. Just mellow out a little bit.
Can I continue, please?
Can you do what now?
Continue.
Yes, go right ahead. Right.
Please do.
The wonder of the world is gone, I know for sure. All the wonder that I want, I found in her. As the whole becomes a part, I fight to burn, and no flame return.
Wow. Is that about Bill's hole?
Larry?
Let's not go there.
All right.
Ben, go ahead. It's all you.
My, the foot fetish girl coming back.
Coco beware.
Coco beware.
Wow. If that was right, you were going to get multiple points.
Yeah, the Birdman. A hog now has the microphone. And he's passing it to Ben. Go ahead, Andy. Play the tunes.
The wonder of the world is gone.
Does anybody know? I got to put you boys on the clock. All right, that's it. Nobody's got it. Larry, who was it?
That was the brother of the Undertaker, Kane.
Who's now running for mayor despite being a dead man. It's amazing how these guys do that. I feel like that should be a feature story somewhere.
I don't know what any of this means.
But you're happy to be here.
No.
All right, one more time through. Brian, go ahead.
The fear I see when I look into your eyes makes you believe I'm one of a kind. The fear I leave in the back of your mind makes you believe I'm one of a kind.
Wow. Poignant.
The Miz.
Hawk, the action is on you.
Christian.
Ben. For 2 points. And really a much needed 2 points.
Yeah, at this point.
This is Stableford scoring.
I don't think Ben's had a guess yet.
No, he looks good, though.
Just say Dick the Bruiser or something.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Can I give a clue before any place to...
Doug, how do you feel about
sure,
that?
Sure, give a clue.
Sure, we don't
have any
He's
ideas.
The only person to hold the ECW and WWE titles at the same time.
Rob Van Dam?
Wow. Whoa. Brian.
It's a big tell right there.
Brian.
It's just really great that you know that, Brian.
So what's the score?
3-3. We're not at a 3-3.
Hog, you could really do it right here. I mean, you could actually
Come
win
on,
it
give
right
me a layup.
Here. You could, did you just drop an F-bomb?
No. Layup.
Okay,
layup.
I guess I got to make sure it is for CMOS Reddit. All right, go ahead, Larry.
Catching flies in his mouth, taking freedom while he dares, and crawling back to the top of his stairs. He won't see the sun again for years to come. He's broken out of love.
Wonderful. That's On the Wings of Love by Jeffrey Osborne.
No, no, no. Come on, Hog. Get this.
He's in the tank. He's in the tank.
Take a lot of time to think of it. It makes for great radio. Dead air,
Ben,
bar
no.
noise.
Brian, opportunity? No. All right, the Hog here, you can take a listen.
Bray Wyatt.
And that's 1 point.
What did he say?
That's one. Great line. Great
Bray
White.
Wyatt.
Great line.
That's 1 point.
Of world.
All right.
Great White.
One more here.
Did he get a point for that?
Yes.
Okay.
He got a point.
That's four.
He's
he got a point. If Ben gets this or if Brian doesn't get it, Hog, you get the ringside seats, brother. All right, here you go, Larry.
This is, not
this
serious.
Is it. This
serious.
Is it.
No pressure, by the way, guys.
Nice. Good ad lib.
No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend. And I'll do what I must. No, I won't give in. I won't give in.
Point.
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle, he said. This is a
did
yes
you,
or
did
no,
you guess?
Larry.
Larry, you don't have to get upset.
Don't try to get dramatic with this.
Is that right?
Just a yes or no.
Was
just
he right?
Yes or no.
I think it to him.
What?
What?
Isn't it a yes or no? How's this a gray area?
Yes.
So it is.
But what was your issue? What, you don't like the guy or what?
You got it.
What in the world is going on now?
No,
Larry, what's going on?
Larry, it either is or it isn't.
It is.
All right.
But what was the confusion?
I didn't know that.
All right, I got the music. But what was the confusion?
Gentlemen, according to the information the great Joe Roderick gave to me, Kurt Angle is not correct.
Oh, my God!
Just so you know, that great's an overused term.
Larry, so Ben is not correct. Brian.
Bobby Roode.
Sorry.
No.
Doug,
Bobby Roode.
This is the worst segment we've ever done.
I don't know about that.
Again, according to the information I received,
yes.
Bobby Roode is the correct answer.
Bobby Roode is the correct answer.
Judgment call. Judgment call.
Judgment call.
I think he did a Steve Harvey.
What is going on?
The blue guy. He called him the blue guy. That's Brian. Brian.
Somebody in the audience screamed Bobby Roode. And then come on now.
Larry, you're the expert. I don't understand.
Tim, maybe we should throw this one out and let Hogg and Brian go on to another question.
All right. Yeah. I think that's only fair. Do you guys agree to that? If you don't get it right, Hogg wins.
Thanks for playing, Ben.
Okay, is that fair? Do you agree to that, Hogg?
One more.
Because I know you've got time, and I don't want to.
Busy night, baby.
All right, and you guys, Hogg, you get to start. Okay, so if you get it right, it's over. Are we clear?
All right.
And Larry, it's important that if you don't know the answer to let us know, because you might be surprised to hear Doug and I don't know either.
No, I don't have a clue.
That'll work.
Perfect.
All right.
We might do to the next Larry Nichols segment very quickly.
Ready, Hogg?
Man,
you're bitter now, aren't you?
I hadn't made it. There's nothing dragging me down now. Let me reread it.
You reread that, yeah.
I dream I hadn't made it. There's nothing dragging down me now, because a girl's going to push it all out of the way.
Is that a song about pregnancy, isn't it?
I look at it.
Unless the answer's on the sheet.
The word.
Is the answer on
no
the
answer
sheet?
No answer on sheet.
Look at it then.
So, Hogg, you had a problem with the read.
Whatever it takes to get this over.
If it doesn't have the answer, I'll let him look at it. If it does, I might let him.
Okay.
Let's just hope somebody gets it.
Is that Beavis and Butthead?
Any help, Hogg?
We get the lyrics, or I gotta pass it.
Oh, you gotta sweet pass first. Mother of God, just guess a name. What did he say?
What, Larry? Is that an act? Brian's guess was incorrect. Can you talk into the microphone?
I said Bailey.
You spent 8 years at Lewis and Clark. Larry. They had to cover talking Larry into the microphone.
Who did he say was the answer? Larry.
Bailey.
Hey, Larry, is that correct?
Yes.
It isn't. It isn't correct.
I don't understand.
We've been told it's not correct.
Where's Alvin Mack?
Sea Monster, Bailey is not correct.
Bailey is incorrect.
All right.
Larry, are you
so
all right?
So now you can hear the lyrics. All right. Go ahead. Hogg, do you know it?
Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks is correct. And that means the segment is over.
What happened, Larry?
What happened, Larry?
Well, one of the lyrics, I didn't know who it was to begin with.
Right.
You needed the song.
You're a great host.
Thank you.
Now, Hogg, I felt like you might have sharp shot him right there. Were you being serious or were you sharp shooting? All right, congratulations. No, you thought he was wonderful. Okay. Larry, I thought it was wonderful, too. I think it adds a little bit of variety to a quiz game when the host doesn't know the answer, and to take it another step if the host actually tells the person the answer is right. Hall of Famer Dave is bringing up a shot for Larry. It seems like he needs it.
Ooh, smell
I'm
that.
I'm not interested.
Smell that.
Oh, it's Hennessy.
That's what Larry needs is more alcohol.
Hennessy.
Good night, Irene.
Hennessy. Hennessy. Jennings, is that VSOP?
That's the V and the S and the O P.
He's done with it already.
Nixie,
Larry, great
Nixie
work. What, are you just dropping the mic now like Chris Rock?
I got it. I got it, Larry. We're going to turn it off.
And ladies and gentlemen, Larry Nichols.
Larry Nichols.
A wonderful.
Thanks, Larry.
Wow.
Thank you, Larry.
Wow.
Shaking hands.
Wonderful segment. Our last as a radio show based on Tim's reaction to it.
Oh, the Seamaster will be at, you'll be bringing out the shears. All right. Well, that was wonderful.
That was really, really good. Quite good.
That's one for the Marconi.
Brother Hebert, why don't you make your way on up to the dais? Look at this dais, Doug.
Yes, it's not a dais. It's Brother three tables Hebert. Pushed together. There's nothing about this that looks like a dais.
It's he four has, tables, Doug.
He has a DB's exit poll for us here. It is the Design Air Heating and Cooling at the 7 o'clock hour. 2% of all sales from the TMA audience go to Three Little Birds for Life. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard. Stop. A train. Hello, Brother Hebert.
Hello, everybody. I appreciate it.
What was that? Was that?
So thank you for letting me follow that segment.
Was that a read or an open or a?
We were trying to hit it
again. Give him a real open.
We've been giving you this advice for years.
No.
And if you have
don't yell at the audience.
If you have not refinanced yet, I don't know that I can help you. Ryan Kelly has been there. He's got an office. He's got a big staff. They do all these refis. They'll give you the original mortgage, or they'll refi because they're trying to save you money. And if you're not going to take advantage of that, I don't know that I can help you anymore.
Get upset.
And maybe you deserve to have less than $1,000 in your bank account. Maybe you want to live paycheck to paycheck. I don't. That's why I went to Ryan Kelly. I went to them twice because I'm sick and tired of it.
Hey.
And I'm not going to take it anymore. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why you want to go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-7.
You all right?
Call Ryan.
What's the number? What's the phone number?
All right, I'll give it now. Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Are you remodeling, moving, or expanding your office? Use the company KF&S use and recommends Office Essentials. Office Essentials has been helping businesses large and small with their office furniture projects since 2001. They just helped us with new furniture for our new business office. I worked with Chris Fortune, and he provided us drawings and space planning that really made a difference. They even have the cool 3D drawings, which helped us visualize the space before we were in there. They've got a large showroom with furniture for every budget, and they have a design staff that cares about their clients and their experience. Whether you need furniture for an office of one or 100, Office Essentials team of designers can help you plan the perfect office space from drawings to installation on time and on budget. To get more information or contact Office Essentials, visit RethinkTheEssentials.com and click on the KF&S logo.
After today's Cardinal game, when they fly back into town, they need to put them on a bus and drive them directly to 314 Sports to get some batting practice in and use that fabulous HitTrax baseball simulator. That's what a lot of the top baseball and softball players in the St. Louis area are doing now. They are making 314 Sports their go-to place to work on their hitting. 314 Sports is a state-of-the-art training center. It's a baseball tournament company and also the home of the St. Louis Redbirds Baseball Club. It's a one-stop shop for summer camps that start at just $99 for their four-day camps, best deal in town. And if you say that you heard it here, you get a discount. Boys and girls ages 5 to 14 get access to the entire training facility, and the camps are run by their team of certified instructors. Really fabulous facility right there off Strassner Drive in Brentwood. Their website is 314sports.com, or give them a call for more information at 314-963-1110. Hit it again there, Lever.
The exit poll is powered by DB Sports Bar and Soulard.
This is a great question.
Ooh, interesting question.
I didn't care for the question.
I don't know. This is a hard question.
That's the stupidest question ever, Doug. Just shut up for this segment.
DB's has awesome food and drinks served by the finest ladies in St. Louis.
All right, so I'd like to preface this by saying these questions are a combination of me and Dirty Vile or Sneaky Vile
Sneaky
over there.
Vile.
Oh, the sea monster.
You'll be able to tell which ones are which pretty quickly.
Nice. I would imagine.
All right, so this first question is in no way directed at Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Okay.
But when a gentleman sends Jay pictures of their lady's feet, should that be considered sexting?
Wow, it's kind of like the opening of Pulp Fiction, where the beautiful John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson are debating whether or not a foot massage is sexual, Jennings.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it Injun Joe sexting me, or what's the sexting?
I believe it's the sender that's sexting. The sendee really doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, okay. You're just the bottom.
I just get it. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's a little sexting. Yep. That's my answer.
I have to tell you, I think it is as well.
And the whole farce with the engagement and the fiance.
You condemn that.
It's a joke.
Doug, do you have an opinion on this?
Well, I think it's definitely sexting. If he's sending a picture of his significant other to you, he's saying, why don't you play with her tootsies?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying exactly.
What do you think, Brother Hebert?
It's a gray area for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough spot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what other purpose would you send someone's
I'd lean sexting, but...
He knows it turns me on.
Clip that off.
Yeah.
Where's the plowhawk? Plowhawk's made a friend. Jennings, look at what's doing.
Well, I noticed earlier it was just this kind of slow move in.
Oh, really? Man. Look at—he didn't even know the show was going on.
That's not just her. That's the medication.
Yes, Brother Hebert.
So that was a pretty deep question, number
right.
one.
So
yeah, my goodness.
It was.
We'll go with just a simple yes or no on the next one. Should mac and cheese be eaten with a fork or a spoon?
Fork.
I say fork.
It shouldn't be eaten at all.
Right.
But I guess you'd do. If you're going to eat like that, you might as well just shovel it in as fast as you can. I'd say a spoon.
It's high protein, low carb.
You go spoon for the mac and cheese.
Well, I guess.
Well, cancel the Kraft sponsorship now.
Yep, there it goes.
All right. They're with an ad agency anyway.
All right, so next question. I'm going to do a quick edit on this because the word fetish is involved.
Well, and it's not
and
a fetish.
I'm
going to replace it with the word fondness.
That's a good on-the-fly edit.
Right. You're a good man.
Whose foot fondness is more pronounced, Jennings or Rex Ryan?
Wow.
I'll let you guys answer that.
That's a great question, Brother Hebert.
I would say it's probably Rex Ryan because he just kind of openly admitted it, didn't he?
Did he openly admit it?
On a national level.
Did he?
I think after he got caught, he openly
had to do something.
Admitted it.
Did he? Did he actually though ever talk
I don't know
about
if he
it?
Ever used the fetish term.
I would say Rex Ryan as well, honestly. I'm being very serious. Because didn't he and his wife go out and like role play in a park?
Yes.
Where he would walk up to her and ask her about her feet?
Oh, God.
I mean, again, as you
I'm
know...
I'm into feet, man. I just like good feet.
That's the Cubs manager, Joe Madden.
As you, right. you know as a loyal listener, this is... It's not a fetish, so...
It's just a fondness.
Right.
Fondness.
He clearly has a fetish.
So Jennings concedes to
yeah.
Rex.
Yep. I give up to
okay. concession.
So next question. This one, we'll let Doug start and let Jay finish on this
oh,
one.
Oh, so. Good.
Yeah. Which sitcom does Jay prefer? Good Times... Or What's Happening?
Wow, these are some nice questions.
We're supposed to know that? I'm guessing.
Knowing Jay as well as you
I'll
do.
I'll say What's Happening.
I'm going to say What's Happening as well. I think he really liked Raj. And I think Dee's presence as the first lesbian on television gets overlooked. Just like little Danny Pintaro is Jonathan on Who's the Boss. And Ellen DeGeneres gets too much credit in 97. It's an aside, but it's an important aside.
I'll never forget Esther Roll is a factor here.
All right. Ask me the question.
Which sitcom does Jay prefer? Good times or What's Happening?
Good Times Always.
Is that right?
Good Times Always.
Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Good Times Always.
I saw him working out at my gym about 3 months ago in Kirkwood. I swear to you.
Jimmy Walker
was bench pressing at the Kirkwood Golds Gym, and I looked, and I'm like, that's Jimmy Walker, and he was playing like the Helium Comedy Club in Fairview Heights.
And he was working out.
He was bench pressing. Your guy. You love him. You love Esther Roll.
I like Esther Roll. I really like Bookman, the superintendent of the building.
Superintendent, yeah. Doug. Bookman,
yeah.
All right.
Great question.
Now that we've gotten clarification on that.
Wonderful question.
What is... the worst experience you can remember having on a date?
On a date? Oh,
jeez.
God, I got it. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the radio before. This girl, who I really had been pursuing for a while, Doug, I guess I shouldn't give her name, although I can't imagine, so I won't give her name. But at the University of Missouri, and we were wrapping up the evening, and she goes, I'd like for you to come inside, but I have herpes going on the outside of my lip. And I thought, I'm going to pass.
Wow.
But, it was, you got to tip your cap for the transparency.
Wow.
And that was the last time we saw each other, unfortunately.
She just barked out the herpes.
She did.
Oh, wow.
But then you sit there, and if you want to kind of meta it, she might have been giving me the Heisman in the most aggressive, passive way possible.
Or she was trying to really be a nice girl.
Well.
My, I don't know that it's my worst date. I can't even remember with all the stuff I've done.
Right.
But one of my original girlfriends, I thought it would be neat to do it on the course, right? You know, you go out to the golf course.
Where was this?
This was Glen Echo.
Couples night you talked about?
Glen Echo. Glen Echo Country Club. The 16th hole, the left bunker.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I had gotten a bottle of wine, and I forgot a wine opener.
No.
So I'm just trying to edge the wine top open, trying to hit it against the tree.
Play.
It was a bad deal. The whole thing was bad. The sand was bad. No more bunkers.
So you did fornicate in the bunker?
We never got to that.
Oh,
no. We never.
What about light hand play?
There was boob play, but that was it. Doug, this ought to be good. Gotta have a drive-in involved.
I had a blind date in college who was a big gal, an ugly gal, a big, huge gal. I took her to her beach, and the guy said, "Hey, what'd you use for bait?"
Whoa!
I guess that would be it.
Wow. Doing material.
Yep. Welcome to the Funny Bone.
That's all I had.
All right, so last question of the exit poll.
Right.
What is the hottest sex scene you've ever watched in a non-pornographic film?
Oh, well, now I don't know what the hell to do. I got it. I think there's actually a right answer.
You think there's an ultimate?
Yes, and I think the audience will agree once I say it. Gina Gershon and Jennifer Tilly in the film Bound. If you haven't seen it, by God, it's as special as it gets. The pornographic answer, of course, is the oil scene with Chasey Lane Jill Kelly and a special guest who I think later passed away that evening from a coke OD. So I don't know her. But the non-pornographic, the film Bound with University of Missouri's Jennifer Tilly, now on the World Series of Poker Circuit, and Gina Gershon.
I want to try to do Big Chicken.
Yep.
Is that the same Jennifer Tilly whose sister hung up on Iggy?
Meg Tilly.
Yes. Okay. Doug, how about you? Hottest sex scene?
That's not in a porn.
Right.
Right. I didn't know you were going to park on your
All I can think
porn.
Of, I saw a clip of Angelina Jolie in a wild Naco sex scene.
Oh, in the film Gia.
I don't know what but I'd say that's
Right. And there's a scene in a tent where Jake Gyllenhaal spits on his hand.
No, not that one. Not that one.
I'm not even going to go sex. Just when Phoebe Cates...
Fast Times.
Got out of the pool.
Comes out of the pool.
Yeah. The wife of Priory's own Kevin Kline.
There you go.
Yeah, fun facts.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't no slapping, but boy, it was neat.
Didn't she wind up hooking up with the ticket scalper, though? Or no, that was the other girl. Is that the delightful Jennifer Jason Lee?
Damone.
Guys, that's all I got for
you. Well, you did a wonderful job.
Brother Hebert.
He's a sponsor on the fan page.
Liberty Mutual.
Sponsor. On the fan.
You need your insurance, he'll be happy to help.
He will. Seamaster, how am I doing on time?
Time for a smoke break.
I think we should go ahead and take a break and maybe come back with the hashtag FFF.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Foot Fetish Friday next. All right, we're going to close out this 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling. Doug is a client. I am a client. They're actually coming by my house tomorrow, which would be today. And working on my basement even more. So it's Design Air Heating and Cooling, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. When we come back, Foot Fetish Friday, a beautiful girl in the blue. Have you decided, Doug, she's hiding. She's hiding. Are you in or are you out? She's in. The guy behind her keeps saying.
Well, he'd like to see it. I think. She says no.
Where the blonde girl disappeared.
Yeah, she's had enough.
Mike Lee and Hall of Famer Dave and Buck Swope are over there. There's the hipster at Tower Grove South. Look, that's like a Mount Rushmore right there.
It really is. That's a special gathering right there.
There's another one being introduced in. Biff's friend, you are in and excited about it. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
all right, Jay. Huge Foot Fetish Friday is coming up next. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the road at Hot Shots in St. Charles.